Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi there. My name's Jeffrey Nils Gardner. Thank you so much for listening to The Museum at Tomorrow. If you want to learn more about the show, go to nilsgardner.com. That's NILSGARDNER.com. You can also support the show by becoming a patron at patreon.com/nilsgardner. I really appreciate any support you're able to give independent audio work like this. Thank you so much, and enjoy.
Yeah, it's really scary. A lack of control.
There's a line. No. Trees. No. A field bordered by trees. No. A field of plowed and harvested crops.
But yeah, so that's why it was so striking and stunning that said to me, you're going to be just like your mother. You're going to be alone. You're going to look back at this in 20 years and it'll be the worst decision of your life. Because I believed him. And I did it anyway. So the word alone... So the word alone.
There's a set of drawers.
The number of times I've, like, even as an adult, not as starkly.
On top is
but like not been in a relationship and like had a like softball
shaped like a human heart,
sobbing, moaning, screaming, crying, like hair rending, wailing kind of a freak out because I'm alone is more than once.
Terrifying. Cool.
Probably need to bring it up in therapy.
A small pewter wizard.
But yeah, so there's that.
A gift from a godmother. Unspeakably valuable now.
Like, I thought about it. I was like, oh, no, I'm staying here. Like, I love you to death, and I would, like, go anywhere with you, and I would do anything for you, but if you're asking me what I want for me, I want to be here. I don't want to move. I don't want to move again. I'd moved too many times in my life. And I don't want to start in a new school. And I don't want to try to make new friends because I'm terrible at it.
Like,
I think that, like, I'll just make it work here.
And the building just dwarfed me. I am here alone. But there's a door. It swings open. I walk out into the hallway.
And you know, when my mom was doing her art pieces, it was down this pathway. It was like a detached garage, but it was like sort of like maybe a half block, half a Chicago block, the building, the outbuilding was, which was her studio. And she would be upstairs in the studio, and if I woke up and I was alone in the house, and it happened all the time, I'd wake up and I'd be alone in the house, and I would just freak out, and I would have to like pad, you know, as like a 10, 11 year old and 6 year old, and however old, pad down this like, you know, half block in the middle of nowhere in the dark, and bang on the studio door. Because it was locked, and I was locked away from her.
I'm standing in front of a massive frame. The painting is larger than I am. Tall columns stretch back into the distance. Lions and thinkers guard the foreground. There is water here and some green, but not much. One woman stretches her hand out to a dog. The dog does not see her. Three women focus on the children and their care. Like the dog, the child does not see them. Slinking off into the distance is a man wrapped in red cloth with laurel leaves on his brow. If he has had a victory here, it cannot be seen in the painting. There are people looking in through the ruined hole in the ceiling. It has become a skylight. They watch the people on the ground, pointing them out. Everyone in this painting is reaching for something. Carved blocks the size of people litter the ground. Some of them are displaced from the stairs. Others seem to have fallen from the ceiling. Water pours from a man's face below a god. She alone is looking out.
The beginning of this story, to set the scene,
a small hallway,
is it's the middle of the summer, and it's one of those weeks where it was like 100 degrees for 7 days in a row. And it's hot and sticky, and it hasn't rained in like two straight weeks.
I walk out in the hallway.
And then, as it starts to get to be dusk, suddenly
I look closer.
There's a thunderstorm.
The
entire sky just like opens up and starts torrentially pouring. Okay.
Another painting. This one, too, is set in the ruins of an ancient civilization. The architecture dwarfs the people. Lions stare introspectively at each other. Philosophers without names, carved in stone, seem to be urging for gentleness. But below them, an old man begs two younger men for help. Their body language does not say that he will receive it. A pair of stone lovers carved into a block share more intimacy than anyone else here. The man in red cloth is back. A stone spire looms behind the scene, somehow more ancient than the ruins it is enclosed by.
You know, I'm not very good at being alone.
I open my eyes.
Even now. But...
I close my eyes.
I moved in an apartment by myself in Rogers Park. And with my dog. Hero.
The hall does not go away.
And I held him every night. And I was so scared. You know, when I was a kid, if I was awake and everybody else in the house would go to sleep...
I've never seen this place before.
I was so afraid of being the only person awake in the house, of being alone in that way,
that carcasses anymore.
If I thought that was happening, or if I woke up in the night, I would sob inconsolably for hours, because I was so afraid of being alone. And this happened until I was like 13. This is not like
zigzagging my way through this labyrinth.
Early childhood stuff. This is like broken kid stuff.
Trove of beauty, and I do not stop for it. Left, straight, left, right. Double back, right. Double back, straight. As I pass things, I am terrified I will never see them again. I stop. I am deeply and profoundly lost.
I I feel like there's something I've been trying not to see all my life. I think I'm ready to look now.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Welcome to Magenta Presents, a new horror anthology hosted by me, Madame Magenta. We begin with the 5-part miniseries Ghosted, starring Beth Eyre and Lucy Roslin. Perched on a rain-battered cliff edge is a former lighthouse.
It's a charming, quirky boutique hotel.
Owner and sole occupant Beth has spent months renovating, absorbing its essence into her bones.
It's an old building. You'll get used to it.
But to Beth's horror, her first guest is a figure from a past she has tried to forget.
Kira?
Beth?
What the fuck?
Face to face for the first time in years, the pair must reckon with old mistakes, old grievances.
Beth, speak to me.
Shut up!
And something else.
Oh, I can't bear it. What is that noise?
Because the lighthouse has a past, too.
Beth.
He's right there. Why is there blood on your hands?
We need to get out of here.
Kira! Kira!
I can still see him!
Subscribe to Magenta Presents wherever you listen to podcasts. See you soon, fans of the esoteric. Bye!